long lines at the pharmacy are a symptom of a much larger problem.
It is not simple, but Jeff Rochon, executive director of the State Pharmacy Association, says there are fewer pharmacies these days and far more people have health insurance. A lot of prescriptions that are on too, often from different doctors.
I mean, if you're seeing multiple physicians or multiple care providers that are prescribing medications, there's a high likelihood that each of them does not know what the other has prescribed you.
And that can obviously lead to a bad mix of medicines, which can be dangerous. Pharmacists, he says, are working extremely long days, often 12 hours, 6 days a week. So if you stand in that long line, even though you're likely frustrated by the time it's your turn, Rochon says if they ask you if you want to consult with the pharmacist, say yes.
They are the last line of defense for patients to ensure that they get the best medication, the correct medication, and more importantly, they know how to take it appropriately. Medication misadventures is a term that's used, but really it's harm to the patient that is avoidable if we are able to help them.
Rochon explained that fewer pharmacies is mostly a result of them getting lower reimbursement rates from insurance. Many have closed. Many have consolidated as well. There's legislation in Olympia that could address some of this. Rochon, who's also a pharmacist, says they understand customers are frustrated. They see the lines too. But he asks us to keep in mind they are human and doing their level best under a whole lot of pressure. So his advice?
Call in your prescription refills early so that they have some time to work out the refill issues that might occur with the insurance or having to call the physician for a refill authorization. Don't shoot the messenger. These pharmacists are oftentimes, and pharmacy technicians are oftentimes, the bearers of the bad news by the insurance company, and they're really working hard on the behalf of the patient to try to navigate through the labyrinth of insurance hassles so that patient can get their medication.
Carlene Johnson, Como News.